Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Chicago. I'm going to see them in concert later this year. I'm looking forward to that. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I am a small business advocate, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You're starting to get the picture, right? We're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly M. Menebel, a longtime Brain Trust member going back now 14 years as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. Beverly is the founder of Talk, Listen, Communicate, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's our good friend Beverly. Give us the website, please.
It's www.talklisten.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. You still got that newsletter going?
No, the newsletter is not going, but starting a blog. So,
oh, all right, good deal.
Catching up with technology here.
We're looking forward to that. Beverly, thanks again for hanging out with us. And in the previous segment, we talked about how to incubate an idea in your head, how to know when to share it with others, how to identify when something is ready to be talked about, and maybe even who to talk to. That's another thing. You got to know who you can share your ideas with. Everybody. One of the things I found out is everybody's not worthy of a new idea, of sharing a new idea with them. They don't know what to do with it. So you got to find the right people when you start sharing an idea. So now that we're ready to do that, Beverly, we've incubated this idea in our head. We've done the due diligence inside of our mind the best we can. Now it's time to roll it out and present it to somebody else. How do we do that?
Well, first of all, you have to get the right kind of people. That doesn't mean certainly that people that are just going to tell you yes. There's always someone out there we can impress with an idea. So people that you respect, but also people that are going to ask you questions.
Noah St. John, my friend Noah St. John calls them loving mirrors.
Yes, people that will ask you questions. And in order to prepare for the presentation you're going to give, try to think up, you know, questions on your own. Well, what if, and how does this affect, and what will you do when? Mm-hmm. Those types of questions. The more questions you can come up with and find the answers to, the better prepared you will be for this, you know, select audience.
When I write a book, part of the editing process is to send that book to a half dozen of the smartest people I know. Who I know will look at it, not to correct the spelling, but to tell me that, you know, I missed an opportunity here, or just maybe even a fact check or two. But these are people that whose opinions I really respect, and they'll tell me that they want this book to be good, they want me to be successful, but they'll also tell me what I need to fix.
So we're asking people to develop exactly what you have, Jim, on your show, and that is to have a brain trust of people mm-hmm. from different backgrounds who will ask the tough questions and who, after getting those answers, will feel free to state their perception.
Right.
And remember, that's what it is.
But you also, but it needs to be people that you believe want you to be successful. They're not going to be the smartest person you know who's also envious, or
right.
you know, or is a negative person or whatever.
It's someone that's trustworthy, because
yeah.
I think one reason sometimes we don't share our ideas is for concern that someone's going to take it and run with it
right.
on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the people that are going to be in this brain trust are not necessarily in the industry that you're in.
Right. Oh, no, that's exactly right.
Because, you know, even if you trust them, if somebody is in that same industry, you've planted a seed. Well, once you plant a seed, you can walk away, never water or fertilize it, but that seed is still there, and it can grow. So, you know, to have people from a variety of backgrounds. And when you make the presentation, you've got to, it's what I tell all my clients, they've got to see that you believe it. they've got to catch your excitement. Because, you know, if your presentation is, well, I have this idea about, I know it's got a lot of faults and holes, but well, basically, mm-hmm. here, but you know, you've killed it before it's had a chance to see daylight.
Right.
So back it up with enthusiasm.
Right.
And that means giving yourself a daily dose of, I can do anything I set my mind to do.
Mm-hmm. And this this is good advice for small business owners, too, because we get ideas. We're the idea people most of the time in our business. A lot of times we are. We're the ones thinking about the strategy. We're thinking about the big picture more than other people are. And we get all these ideas, and I think your process here of incubating it inside of your head and then knowing who to roll it out to, I think that's a really good practice for a small business owner.
You know, there's a book out there by Sean Patrick, and it's free on if you have, you know, an Apple product. It's called Nikola Tesla. And what he's saying
is... Say it again. It's called what?
Nikola Tesla.
Right.
The name
right.
of the inventor.
No, okay, okay. Yeah.
And what he's saying is that he's talking about geniuses, what they all have in common. And one thing that they have in common is that they spend 10,000 hours perfecting something.
Mm-hmm.
Break that down to 4 hours a day, that's going to take you about 7 years. So some of these ideas need a lot of work and attention.
And be prepared to fail before you succeed.
Many times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Beverly, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I sure will. Thanks.
TalkListen.com is her website, folks. Check it out. I got to go for a few minutes. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.